Welcome to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. The Bible Answer Man is the radio ministry of the Christian Research Institute, designed to equip believers to defend their faith and become true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, because life and truth matter. Our listeners are growing daily. Our partners are changing the world. Since this is not an either-or option, why not change the world even as you grow? Find out how in today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Shoulder to Shoulder, standing together in the battle for life and truth. And now to begin today's Bible Answer Man, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. This is a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We'll take a call from time to time, but I want to spend a good deal of time during the broadcast emphasizing our Shoulder to Shoulder Standing for Life and Truth campaign. In studio with me, Larry Johnston, Chief Advancement Officer of the Christian Research Institute. We have been friends for 35 years, colleagues in ministry, and we have a united goal. That goal is to equip literally hundreds of thousands of Christians to always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within them, with gentleness and with respect. And not only to do that in the United States of America or Canada or the Western Hemisphere, but to do that around the world. Some of you who have listened to this broadcast are well aware of the fact that Christianity is growing with vast rapidity in what we call the Global South, in places like Oceania, Sub-Saharan Africa, Asia. All these areas, including Latin America, see immense growth. And yet so many of those who come to faith in Christ are what we would call cultural Christians, in the sense that they know now about Jesus Christ. They've even given verbal assent to the fact that he's Savior and Lord, but they have no root. And as such, they're just one unanswered prayer away from reverting to animism or Buddhism or even ancestor worship. And so we don't have a parochial Western perspective. We have a perspective of discipling Christians in the areas of apologetics, biblical literacy, countering cults, world religions, and the occult. And this is a mission that we are deadly serious about. In other words, we believe that we have been called for just such a time as this. And not only do we believe that we have been called for just such a time as this, but we believe that you too may have been called for just such a time as this. And so as you listen in on the broadcast today, think of yourself as a partner. Maybe better yet, a change agent. All too often, we have become cultural imitators instead of cultural initiators. And in essence, we are asking you to become an initiator. Our focus for the next couple of days is standing shoulder to shoulder. And what that means, quite frankly, is this. It means that we're asking many of you to consider becoming monthly support team members. That means standing with us on a regular monthly basis. If you would consider doing that, and I hope many of you will not only turbocharge this ministry, you will supercharge this ministry. It will make a difference that is beyond imagination. Not just arithmetically, but geometrically. It will multiply in terms of reaching people around the world. And I've said it many times, Larry, only one life, soon 'twill be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. You and I are in the fourth quarter of our lives. We know the urgency of the moment and the fact that we will soon stand before an audience of one and give an account for what we did with the lives we have.
Amen. And we learned something about that sense of urgency when you and I were in Asia recently. That, as some of the listeners know, we've embarked on a two-pronged strategy of focusing both on the West, seeking to be agents of change by way of facilitating a renaissance, because we cannot lose the West. Yet at the same time, we are witnessing absolutely unprecedented, historically unprecedented opportunities in the global South. For example, given current rates of growth, projections are that in a mere 10 years, by way of sheer population, China will be the most Christian nation on earth. Yet, as you and I both learned while we were there, the faith there is a mile wide and an inch deep. They're tumbleweed Christians. Because they lack any culture of Christianity to ground them in a Christian worldview, because they are steeped in a variety of indigenous religions, a gust of wind comes up, and like tumbleweed, they roll away because they don't have any root structure.
And what we're asking you to do is make a difference in the global South, in the West, all around the world, by standing with this one-of-a-kind ministry outreach, not only through the Bible Answer Man broadcast, through the Christian Research Journal, but literally through our outreaches around the world. To join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, simply go to the web at equip.org. And while you're on the web, you can find that it is quite easy to give in an electronic, regular fashion. That saves time, it saves postage. Your gift arrives automatically every month. You can use a credit card, a debit card, a check, electronic funds transfer. There are a lot of ways in which you can give, but go to the web at equip.org and join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. When you do, I'd be pleased to personalize one of my books to you, a family member, or a friend. This is something that I want to underscore as well. Larry, when we're talking about the difference between an occasional giver and a monthly giver, we're talking about a quantum leap forward for the ministry in terms of the impact in the lives of people around the world. Now, this is not in any way to say that we do not very much appreciate those who give occasionally. It's just that when that transition is made, there is a, as I just said, quantum leap forward.
Many many listeners would be familiar with the well-known 80-20 principle, or the principle of the critical few, which states that in any group of occurrences, a small number of causes tend to produce disproportionate results. What that means in terms of the support for a ministry like CRI is that 80% of our friends and supporters provide only 20% of the support. 20% of our friends and partners provide 80% of the support. And those people who stand with us monthly are those in the 20% who are having 80% of the impact on lives, not only here at home, but around the world.
And that is irregardless of what the amount is. I mean, some people can give $10 or $15 a month. Some people can give $50 or $100 a month. Some people can give $1,000 a month. But whatever you do, when you give on a regular, consistent, monthly basis, it is like supercharging the ministry.
I cannot help but recall with some regularity a full-page ad I saw in the Wall Street Journal a couple of years ago that, using a great military metaphor, said, when you are trying to take a hill, what matters most is not who is for you, but who is with you. We have many people who are for us, and we're grateful for that. But those who are standing with us on a monthly basis are not merely for us, they are with us, shoulder to shoulder.
You can give again when you go to the web at equip.org or when you write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, resource consultants are standing by, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. We face so many obstacles. As Christians, we are in many places of the world suffering immense persecution. In the news just last week, almost 150 shot to death. If you say you're Muslim, you live. If you say you're Christian, you die. Persecution persists all over the world, and I have seen it up close and personal. I've seen people who've lost their social status, their financial resources, because they believe in Jesus Christ. In the West, the persecution is oftentimes far more subtle. For example, the cover story in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal is titled, "Is Christianity Bad for Your Health?" The implication is that there are a growing number of new atheists who are saying that without Christianity, the world would be a far better place. This is the reason that we equip you with resources. We find gems. Last month, we found a gem which hailed out of Ireland, a fantastic resource on new atheism by a high school teacher who really knows how to communicate to our generation in a way that's readable. It's something that we can assimilate. Before that, we offered Islam, What You Should Know. Again, a tremendous resource from a safe zone. In other words, from a place where the material is credible. It's been vetted. We live in an age of information overload. Information continues to multiply on the web. And so often a lie travels halfway around the world before truth has had the chance to put its boots on. So you need credible, vetted information. Equip.org is just that, a safe zone for information that will equip you with that which corresponds to reality, or put another way, with that which is true. You think about the fact that in the newspaper last week, and I mentioned this on yesterday's show, big headline, USA Today, Islam is fastest growing faith. The article going on to say that Islam is projected to grow more than twice as fast as any other major religion over the next half century. Again, this is why we are providing resources so that you can use your well-reasoned answer as a springboard or an opportunity to share the grace and truth and life that only Jesus Christ can bring to the human heart. And it's not only information in the areas of apologetics, but also biblical literacy and life. Think about this, life. It's not just what we say or what we know. It's what we are as the world looks on. There's a little gem that we've been offering all this month. It's by Watchman Nee, titled Sit, Walk, Stand. Watchman Nee was one of those who died in a communist prison camp. But before he died, he made his life count. And in this little book, he says, too many of us are caught acting as Christians. We talk a spiritual language. We adopt spiritual attitudes. We force ourselves to refrain from doing this, from saying that, from eating something else. And how hard we find it all. It is just the same as when we Chinese, and of course he was Chinese, try to talk a language that is not our own. No matter how hard we try, it doesn't come spontaneously. We have to force ourselves to talk that way. But when it comes to speaking our own language, nothing could be easier. Even when we forget all about what we are doing, we still speak it. It flows. that comes to us perfectly naturally, and its very spontaneity reveals to everyone what we are. Our life is the life of Christ, mediated in us by the indwelling Holy Spirit Himself, and the law of that life is spontaneous. The moment we see the fact, we shall end our struggling and cast away our pretense. Nothing is so hurtful to the life of a Christian as acting. Nothing so blessed as when our outward efforts cease and our attitudes become natural, when our words, our prayers, our very life all become a spontaneous and unforced expression of the life within. We're asking people to stand with us, shoulder to shoulder, in the battle for life and truth, a little resource that has to do with growing in life. Again, it's a gem available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and our outreaches around the world. We'll be right back in just a few moments with this special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, our Shoulder to Shoulder campaign.
Our listeners are growing daily. Our partners are changing the world. Since this is not an either-or option, why not change the world even as you grow? To partner with CRI, our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't tune out. Hank will be back with more right after this. In response to the recent Charlie Hebdo shootings in Paris, Howard Dean, former governor of Vermont, stated, "I stopped calling these people Muslim terrorists. They're about as Muslim as I am. I think ISIS is a cult, not an Islamic cult. I think it's a cult." Is Dean trying to paint a politically correct, warmer, kinder picture of Islam? What's really the truth? Hank Hanegraaff's special equipping package will help you understand the real Islam. It includes the book, Islam, What You Must Know, plus a special article on the rise of the American jihadist and an issue of the Christian Research Journal featuring the article, Will the Real Islam Please Stand Up? To receive this offer as our thank you for your gift today, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go, on your phone or handheld device, with the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for Apple as well as Android devices, so you can listen to the broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also listen to 3-minute Ask Hank features and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org and download the Equip app for your phone or handheld device today. Again, that's equip.org. The Equip app is compatible with iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android devices. Some time ago, the Christian Research Institute changed its tagline from "Because Truth Matters" to "Because Life and Truth Matter." Reason being that for Christians, truth and the abundant life are inseparable. It's no small clue that Jesus said He was the way, the truth, and the life. Tragically, in matters of life, Christians often try to walk with Christ in order to one day sit with Him. But this is the reversal of the true order. The concise book Sit, Walk, Stand by Watchman Nee explores timeless principles from the book of Ephesians, which demonstrate the truth that we advance in the Christian life only as we learn first to sit down. To receive Sit, Walk, Stand as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Stand shoulder to shoulder with CRI in equipping hundreds of thousands of Christians to not only grow daily in their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but partner together to change the world. To partner with CRI, our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Once again, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Today is a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. It is part of what we do two times a year. We call it our shoulder-to-shoulder campaign. The meaning behind that is we're asking people to stand shoulder-to-shoulder with us. Whatever is done within the Christian Research Institute is only part of the process. We need your prayers. We need your financial support. We cannot do what we do unless we're standing shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. And when I talk about a battle, I want to emphasize that there's a sense of urgency as we ask you during the entirety of this show to call and give, not just occasionally, but become a monthly Bible Answer Man support team member. You can do that in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. You can also write us at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or you can talk to our resource consultants. They're standing by 888-7000 and the letters CRI. And as we talk about standing shoulder to shoulder together in the battle for life and truth, there ought to be a sense of urgency to all of this. This is not about, well, playing games. This is not about saying, I have my altar, I have my Bible, I have my church, and I am at ease. Because even if you are at ease, you are at ease within a context in which there are tectonic shifts taking place around the world. Larry and I were recently in China. And you think about a regime now that has three major orientations. The first is anti-Western culture. The second is anti-corruption. But the third is this. Think about this. It is anti-cult. But here's the catch. Cult means anything that is not part of the registered church. And so we're talking about urgency in the sense that it is entirely feasible that the doors that are now wide open could suddenly slam shut. And the kind of thing that we are engaged in is not talk, but it's walk. I have been, even on weekends in Asia, training people who are boots on the ground and preparing to supply them with ammunition. Not only is CRI what you might call a military advisor, but we are supplying ammunition that is desperately needed. And so it's not as though we're trying to supply something that may or may not be necessary, may be nice, but not crucial. No, this is crucial information at a crucial juncture in history.
We've probably seen with all that has been going on in the Middle East, the absolute criticality of being able to meet force with force. The sense of urgency that was heightened during our time in China stemmed in part from the realization that along with the three antis that you mentioned, that they're the buzz, and everyone is eagerly trying to read the tea leaves, the buzz is that Xi Jinping, who has very effectively consolidated power in China, quicker than anyone since Mao, is looking at the real possibility that all foreign missionaries will be out of the country by 2017. What that means is the clock is ticking to get critical resources into China now, because if, in fact, in 10 years, China will be the most Christian nation on earth, I think a vital question that not too many people are asking is, what type of Christian? As the twig is bent, so grows the tree. If we can facilitate Orthodox DNA in these Christians, should that window close, not all has been lost. But if we miss this window of opportunity and leave millions of Christians vulnerable to the cults because they have not been prepared to stand for life and truth, shame on us.
Talking to Dr. Larry Johnston, he is our Chief Advancement Officer at the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. We have been friends and colleagues for 35 years, and we together, with the rest of the staff, have a sense of urgency in terms of our ministry and our mission. We're asking you to stand with us shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. You can become a monthly support team member. I'll repeat what I said earlier. When you change from occasionally giving to becoming a monthly Bible Answer Man support team member, you quite literally supercharge the ministry. It is hard to fully express how important it is for us to have the stability of monthly partners. Perhaps you've never given at all and you're listening into the broadcast. You know something about the ministry and mission of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, or outreaches around the world, and you say, I want to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team as my first step. Again, you can do that on the web at equip.org. You can do that by talking directly to our resource consultants, the number 888-7000 and the letter CRI. And when you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, be pleased to send you one of my books personalized to you, a family member, or a friend. Also, you can ask for our resource of the month. It is an absolute little gem. It is written by Watchman Nee, titled Sit, Walk, Stand. And this is a Christian who has had a tremendous impact, particularly in the East, prior to the time that he was imprisoned in 1952, formally sentenced in 56 after 4 years in prison, then to a labor camp, and from 56 to 72 in that labor camp, died there. But the branch, as a good friend of ours once said, grew over the wall and impacted the world through books like The Normal Christian Life, also available for your gift. But this is a little gem. I love it because it is so practical. It deals with what has been well described as the divinest composition of humankind, neatly divided between doctrine and the practical application of that doctrine. In fact, in the practical application section, there's a division in itself. So there's really three parts to the book, and they are codified around the idea of sit, then walk, then stand. We're in a war, and we have to be able to stand, not in our own power, but in the power of the Spirit. We put on the full armor of God, and when we do, we're invincible in spiritual warfare. When we do not, we're guaranteed casualties. Again, we're talking about the shoulder-to-shoulder campaign, asking you to become part of it, touching the lives of people all around the world. And Larry, you have been with me on some of my travels, and you have seen firsthand the criticality in terms of need.
We've seen it not only in Asia, we've seen it in Mexico City. You and I were both there and on radio, and well as doing interviews and focus groups with key leaders down there, and the hunger is absolutely palpable. I think if we could in some way transpose the spiritual hunger in Mexico that we saw in Mexico City, which was just a personification of sorts of the spiritual hunger throughout the country, if we had that same almost desperate hunger for spiritual truth here in the United States, we would transform the world.
Well, you think about this in terms of Islam. I was mentioning earlier on the broadcast that Islam is projected to grow more than twice as fast as any other major religion over the next half century. So projected to grow twice as fast as Christianity. And you have to ultimately ask yourself the question, are they willing to do for a lie what Christians are not willing to do for the truth?
Well, and without being melodramatic, Winston Churchill once said that if you will not fight for the right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory will be sure and not so costly, you may come to the moment when you will have to fight with all the odds against you and only a precarious chance for survival. But there may, however, he said, be a worse case. You may have to fight when there is no hope of victory, because it is better to perish than to live as slaves.
You know, you say in preface to that quotation by Churchill, you say at the risk of being melodramatic, I don't know that there's any melodrama involved in this at all. If we look at the precipitous decline that our culture is in, we see the advance of new atheism. We see the advance of militant Islam. We see the missionaries on the mission field with meager resources. This is a time in which we must act.
Well, and by melodrama, I meant we're not looking, at least in the near future, at physical violence. But anyone who fails to perceive that this is indeed a fight is seriously out of contact with reality and desperately needs a wake-up call.
And if you talk about physical maladies and physical force, all one needs to do is go to where you and I have gone over the last couple of years and see that people are literally being called to either reject Christ or die at the point of a gun.
Well, we saw just recently in Africa where the people were sorted into two different groups, Muslims on one side, Christians on the other, and all of the Christians were shot. Now, needless to say, we're a long ways away from ever seeing something like that in the United States, but we need to understand, as you said, tectonic plates are shifting, and what is very troubling is that so many Christians seem to not even sense the rumblings. We had better wake up and smell the coffee.
We're talking to Larry Johnston. Dr. Larry Johnston is Chief Advancement Officer at the Christian Research Institute, and we are engaged, fully engaged, in a shoulder-to-shoulder campaign. And this campaign is a campaign in which we're asking you to stand with us shoulder-to-shoulder in the battle for life and truth, not only in Western culture, but certainly in the global South, where Christianity is growing, but people have no root. We're asking you to help support the ammunition that will change that condition. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org, or when you write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, resource consultants standing by, 888-7000 and the letter C. I remember when you go to the web at equip.org and become a monthly support team member, you supercharge the ministry. We'll be right back with more.
Stand shoulder to shoulder with CRI in equipping hundreds of thousands of Christians to not only grow daily in their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but partner together to change the world. To partner with CRI, our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. We'll be back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, so stay tuned. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for Apple as well as Android devices, so you can listen to the broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also listen to 3-minute Ask Hank features and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org and download the Equip app for your phone or handheld device today. Again, that's equip.org. The Equip app is compatible with iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android devices. President Obama said, "Let's make two things clear. ISIL is not Islamic. No religion condones the killing of innocents. And the vast majority of ISIL's victims have been Muslim. And ISIL is certainly not a state. ISIL is a terrorist organization, pure and simple." How accurate is this politically correct, warmer and kinder picture of Islam? To help you get a better understanding of the real Islam, Hank Hanegraaff has put together an equipping package which includes the book, Islam, What You Must Know, a special article on the rise of the American jihadist, and an issue of the Christian Research Journal featuring the article, Will the Real Islam Please Stand Up? To receive this offer as our thank you for your gift today, go online at equip.org and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or call 888-7000-CRI. Watchman Nee observed in the letter to the Ephesians that three profoundly relevant themes for the Christian life were ordered in a particular way: our position seated in Christ, our walk with Christ in the world, and our stand for Christ against the enemy. An all too common mistake occurs when Christians attempt to walk in the world or stand against the enemy in their own power, not realizing that Christianity does not begin with walking or standing. It begins with sitting. In his classic little book, Sit, Walk, Stand, Watchman Nee expounds on the timeless truth that the starting point of the Christian life is being seated with Christ. To receive Sit, Walk, Stand as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Our listeners are growing daily. Our partners are changing the world. Since this is not an either-or option, why not change the world even as you grow? To partner with CRI, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Once again, here's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. We are in the midst of our Standing Shoulder to Shoulder in the Battle for Life and Truth campaign. You can find out about it on the web at equip.org. It is there that you can join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. And if we have an aim, it is that aim. And during this broadcast, it is to seek people who genuinely want to stand shoulder to shoulder with us, not just on an occasional basis, as much as that is appreciated, but also on a regular monthly basis, which would turbocharge, supercharge — many metaphors could be used — but make a quantum difference in the ability that this ministry has to impact the world at a critical juncture in history. I'm in studio with Dr. Larry Johnston. He is the Chief Advancement Officer of the Christian Research Institute. We've been colleagues for many years, and we have, along with the rest of our staff, a real burden that we're that we're sharing. This burden is not a contrived burden. It's not a burden that we looked for, but we feel very strongly that this is a burden that the Lord has placed upon our hearts, our lives, and equipped us as a ministry to deal with effectively. You can have a burden, but simply be incapable of carrying out what it takes to meet that burden. But God has uniquely prepared this ministry for just such a time as this.
We have been blessed with 55 years of serious scholarly research and materials on a scale that would cause most of the global South to go cross-eyed, just trying to comprehend the magnitude of the resources, and yet we need to be increasingly about getting these resources to the global South. Our vision, and you touched on it earlier, is to equip literally millions of Christians to be change agents around the world. A part of that is a strategy that we've called Going Global, the intent of which is to focus on mega cities around the world, which is why we have targeted Shanghai, largest city in the world, and Mexico City, largest city in the Western Hemisphere, and to take significant portions of CRI's materials and to translate them into the two largest languages of the world, Mandarin and Spanish. Our ability to do that is entirely resource predicated, meaning the more people who will stand with us on a monthly basis, the more materials will get into these languages to touch and transform lives, and the quicker these materials will get into Mandarin and Spanish to touch and transform lives.
You can join our Shoulder to Shoulder campaign by simply going to the web at equip.org. You can use a credit card, a debit card. You can use a check card, electronic funds transfer, a lot of different ways in which you can join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. If you want to give a one-time gift, we would be deeply grateful. What we are emphasizing, however, is the criticality of monthly support. It makes all the difference in the world, and that's why for a couple of days, two times a year, we really advance this notion of our audience standing shoulder to shoulder with this ministry and then being translated from audience to being those who are co-laborers with this one-of-a-kind ministry outreach.
And obviously one of our prayers is that however incrementally we will be about the task of transforming an audience into an army by finding those people who may presently still be in the stands as spectators, largely watching the battle for life and truth. We're asking you to prayerfully consider coming out of the bleachers and to get into the game and to stand with us, whether that's a one-time gift, whether that's a monthly commitment, or for those who are currently giving monthly who may want to increase what they're doing. Understand that every additional resource that comes to CRI is going to be translated into transformed lives.
And so many, and you've experienced this firsthand, Larry, as you've traveled with me, so many missionaries are deeply grateful for the fact that we are engaged in this Going Global initiative where we're catalyzing and resourcing a large apologetics initiative, maybe the largest in history, and when we're involved in this process, the missionaries are expressing almost amazement that we would come out of our comfort zone and do this very thing.
Well, and they welcome not only the resources, which are critical, but they recognize that our willingness to stand with them is huge. So we begin to see the different stages that we are able to stand with them only as our partners stand with us.
Testimonies are always very, very powerful. I remember as a new Christian, I could not get enough of testimonies because you see the unique way in which God works in the lives of individuals and collectively. in the lives of whole people groups. One of the testimonies that touched me when I came into the studio today was a testimony by Jerry Pittman. He is from Nova Scotia, Canada. And what I like about this testimony in particular is that he came across the Christian Research Institute as an English teacher in Japan. Listen to this.
Hi, my name is Jerry Pittman from Nova Scotia, Canada. I am a Canadian who has been a BAM Canada monthly supporter since 1999 and has sent gifts periodically to the U.S. CRI office the past few years, too. Why? All of my life, I've been searching for just such an organization as CRI. While my faith remained strongly intact, I had friends who or heard reports via the media, etc., that questioned the Christian faith. I also had met Jehovah Witnesses, but had no idea how to witness to them. Since I first discovered CRI in 1997 as an English teacher in Japan, I've learned so much from listening to the Bible Answer Man program, resources I've purchased, and articles from the CRI Journal, etc. Now I am able to witness effectively with gentleness and respect to my friends or others who question the Christian faith or follow erroneous teachings, knowing that it is only the Holy Spirit that can change the heart, but at least I can plant a seed, let someone else water it, and then let God bring forth the increase. Thus, I will continue to support this ministry, and I can confidently encourage others to do their best to contribute to CRI's outreach, too, because life and truth matter. Thank you, CRI.
That's fantastic. And again, as Jerry just mentioned, you can do that by going to the web at equip.org and joining the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. You can, of course, write us at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And resource consultants are standing by, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. The reason this particular testimony caught my attention when I walked into the studio today is here you have a man from Nova Scotia who encounters the ministry in Japan. And it's an example of how this ministry is literally spreading around the world. Got a call from Nigeria the other day, a little embarrassed because I didn't know how to pronounce the name correctly. I had to learn how to do that, but missed it the first few times. But nonetheless, very, very grateful for this ministry outreach. And so many people know us as the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I'm the host of this particular broadcast, president of the Christian Research Institute, but they don't know about the many things that go on at the Christian Research Institute, including the Going Global initiative, and they don't fully comprehend the need. Sometimes we get isolated, enculturated in some sense. I was in Japan, 125 million people, an aging population, less than one half of 1% are Christian. And when you use the term Christian, you're using it broadly. One thing I discovered when I was in Tokyo walking around there one weekend a few months ago is the people who were most in terms of representing Christianity were the Jehovah's Witnesses. I ran into them on corner after corner after corner, and I thought, ah, there's something I admire. They are willing to do what they do, even though they do not have truth on their side. And the thought rang through my head, shouldn't we be willing to do the same?
Well, we should indeed. And what we have seen in both Mexico City and in Asia is that it is not a matter of willingness. There is a great willingness there. The problem is not that they are unwilling, it's that they are unequipped. We have been very intentional in all of our planning around going global that we have zero desire to manage this effort. You mentioned the two operative words earlier. We want to be catalysts. We want to catalyze and resource. We do not want to be the occupying army, to use an analogy. As you mentioned, we want to be arms dealers and military advisors. We don't need to do the fighting. There are people in these countries now who are eager to stand for life and truth. They simply need to be resourced, and for us to resource them, for us to stand shoulder to shoulder with them, we need partners here in the U.S. who have a burden to see the world change, to stand shoulder to shoulder with us.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the voice of my colleague of some 35 years, Dr. Larry Johnston. He is the Chief Advancement Officer of the Christian Research Institute, and he has been critically or deeply involved in the criticality of resourcing and catalyzing an initiative that is literally reaching around the world. Today's broadcast, tomorrow's broadcast, likewise, will be really absorbed in talking to you about the possibility, the probability, the likelihood, the prayerful hope that we have that you will become a monthly Bible Answer Man support team member. Now, you can do that whether you give $15 a month, and I'm just grabbing a figure out of the air here, or $50 a month or $100 a month. I cannot suggest what the Holy Spirit leads you to do. I can simply give you a number that floods into my head. I'm not the Holy Spirit in your life, but I most certainly feel led of the Spirit to ask you to join us by standing shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. We've expressed it clearly. It is a battle, and we need to equip those who are in the front lines so that, in fact, the gospel of Jesus Christ can march forward, changing the lives of people, not at the point of a gun, but through the love of Jesus Christ. You can join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team on the web at equip.org. When you do, I'd be pleased to send you one of my books, personalized to you, a family member, or a friend. Do remember as well, you can ask for a special resource of the month. It is an absolutely precious gem. It's by Watchman Nee, titled Sit, Walk, Stand. Check it out on the web at equip.org. Thanks for tuning in to this special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Again, standing shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. I pray that you will do just that. So long for now.
You've been listening to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Stand shoulder to shoulder with CRI in equipping hundreds of thousands of Christians to not only grow daily in their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but partner together to change the world. To partner with CRI, our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Some time ago, the Christian Research Institute changed its tagline from "Because truth matters" to "Because life and truth matter." Reason being that for Christians, truth and the abundant life are inseparable. It's no small clue that Jesus said he was the way, the truth, and the life. Tragically, in matters of life, Christians often try to walk with Christ in order to one day sit with him. But this is the reversal of the true order. The concise book Sit, Walk, Stand by Watchman Nee explores timeless principles from the book of Ephesians, which demonstrate the truth that we advance in the Christian life only as we learn first to sit down. To receive Sit, Walk, Stand as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for Apple as well as Android devices, so you can listen to the broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also listen to 3-minute Ask Hank features and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org and download the Equip app for your phone or handheld device today. Again, that's equip.org. The Equip app is compatible with iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android devices.